This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to kick off the second hour of the show to join us. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want to discuss on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever you want, but we always bring things to the table that we think you might find interesting. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Reed Coverdale.
Reed, you are the host of Naturalist Capitalist. That is the show that you do more than once a week, right? A couple of times?
Yeah, I try to do two or three times a week.
People can find that on your Odyssey channel. Also still on YouTube, as long as they haven't banned you yet. We got a strike last month, but we're now back streaming on YouTube for how long it'll be. I don't know. It could be a couple days, could be a couple weeks. You never know. But Odyssey is not likely to ever take you down. So if you want to get the latest episodes of Naturalist Capitalist as well as Free Talk Live, be sure to follow both channels over on Odyssey. And you can get to our channel by going to video.freetalklive.com and then just type in Naturalist Capitalist into the search bar, and it should bring a Reed show up. But you're a big into sort of the whole international anti-war scene, and you have guests on your show fairly frequently. You had somebody on recently you wanted to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what's true about what's going on overseas because I'm not there.
Even people there can't really even know.
Exactly.
Right? All you can know is what you see.
It's so hard to find out what's true, so the closest I can come to finding the truth is just listening to people who have been right a lot in the past. So I tend to have those type of people on. One of the people I have on a lot, he's kind of a controversial figure. He's Ryan Dawson of the Anti-Neocon Report.
I forgot all about Ryan Dawson. He lives in Japan,
he
right?
He does, yeah. Yeah. But he's very up-to-date on foreign policy, especially in Ukraine and Russia. Like, he was saying this was going to kick off long before it did. He's also deep into, like, political crime. Like, he investigates it, so he knew all about Hunter Biden's connections with Burisma.
Is that the power company?
Yeah, the gas company, and then also John Kerry. And, you know, like, he knows all that stuff inside and out, so he knew a lot of this was coming down the pipe. But I had him on today to talk.
So this wasn't a coincidence, then, that Hunter Biden was doing business in Ukraine, and now all of a sudden there's an excuse to send billions of dollars over there.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, just go watch the documentary he put together. Is called Corn Pops Revenge, and it goes into all this stuff. It's a very informative video, and he put it out back in, I think it was 2020, before any of this Hunter Biden laptop stuff was, you know,
confirmed.
Yeah, and he was talking about this all a year and a half ago, and now it's all true. So that's why I listened to him. I think he's right about a lot of this stuff. So I had him on today because I had him on a few months back when all this was kicking off, and almost everything that he said he thought was going to happen throughout the war has taken place with after we kicked Russia off the SWIFT banking system, how they'd react to that, how they'd have a stronger alliance with China, and how their economy was going to do better than Europe's would. Europe would be out of gas, that, you know, Ukraine was not going to be able to whoop Russia in a couple weeks, like they were saying. Like, everything he said ended up being true. So I had him on again to talk about what's going on now. And the narrative lately has been that the Ukrainians have had a counteroffensive and they've just whooped the Russians and kicked them way back.
This
Russia
is the Western narrative.
Out.
Yeah. This is the official quote-unquote mainstream media narrative.
Right. Yeah. What he said is that that's not the case. What we've had happening is the Ukrainians kind of dug in with the Russians bombing them for weeks, and the Ukrainians realize they're never going to win this way. We have to actually rush them because they have endless amounts of artillery that they can just send into our cities and, you know, they could do it forever. So they actually rushed the Russians and kind of pushed them back a little bit. But this is just like a momentary, you know, drawback from the Russians, and nothing has really strategically changed that much. Mm-hmm. It's just being blown out of proportion. So
there was a lengthy speech by Putin this week. Somebody linked it on social media, so I pulled it up. And yeah, normally I wouldn't sit there and watch a lengthy political speech from anybody, but, you know, you can't trust the media to report on these things accurately. So I figured I'd see from the horse's mouth, so to speak, what is he saying. And he didn't really talk so much about the withdrawal or the alleged withdrawal or anything like that. He talked about that the Ukrainians are going to have a vote this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ryan cover that situation?
We didn't really talk about that.
I shouldn't say the Ukrainians. I should say the eastern Donbass area.
Oh, no, he did talk about this. Yeah.
So I'm curious if he had something else to say about that, because supposedly what's happening here, if you look at the Western media reports about this, they're saying Russian-controlled people in the Donbass are calling for an election or a vote. And the idea is that these areas are going to have a vote to join Russia. Now, if you remember in 2014, they supposedly voted for independence.
Right.
The Ukrainian government ignored that. They said, oh, these votes are a sham. And, of course, they're already saying the same thing about the votes that are scheduled to start, I believe, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The votes start tomorrow. They go through the weekend in these areas, Luhansk, Donetsk, and then a couple areas south of that. So it is conveniently connecting Russia to Crimea and the ocean. They're opening up a path, basically, is what they're clearly trying to do with this. But the U.S. government has officially said, and I wish I had the quote in front of me, I read it a few nights ago on the air, they said, we will never recognize these areas as anything but Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what the people of those areas think, how they vote, what they want, the Western governments, the U.S., European Union, will not recognize these votes. They're already calling them shams, even though they've not even happened yet. There's been no, you know, discussion of how the elections are being held or anything like that. They're just not even going to count it. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to have this vote. What Putin said in his speech is basically that after the vote happens, it will be Russia, to his mind. So this hasn't been a war to their beliefs, to the Russian government's beliefs. It's just a special military action or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They were just going in to support. If you believe what Putin said at the beginning, they were going in to support the independence movements. Mm-hmm. The independence movements had asked them to come in and support them. They've been being shelled by the Ukrainian government, supposed genocide by the Ukrainian government against the people of the Donbass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Putin says he went in there. And now they're going to have a vote to join, not just be independent from Ukraine, but to join Russia.
Right.
The idea is that if they vote to join Russia, Putin will say, okay, well, this is now Russia. And if you're bombing Russia,
it's an act of
then
war.
That's a different story than you bombing your own quote-unquote territory. So that's supposedly what's coming. He trotted out the nuclear weapon thing in this speech and basically said, if you mess with us, you're going to see destruction like you've never seen. And, you know, a lot of tough talk, as you would expect. So what did Dawson have to say about this?
It's pretty much exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. And he said there's like a 99% chance they're going to vote to be with Russia.
Of course
there's a super small chance they could vote to be independent again, but he doesn't think that'll happen. And there's absolutely no chance they'll vote to be part of Ukraine. A lot of people should look into the history surrounding this with the Donbass region and the Minsk II agreement. You know, this goes back years where there was supposed to be some sort of autonomy that these states had from Ukraine. They were going to officially recognize the Ukrainian government, but they were supposed to have like a really robust 10th Amendment, basically, that let them kind of govern themselves.
That didn't work out.
Yeah, that was just completely violated by the Ukrainians forever. So,
surprise. Government didn't honor its agreement.
Yeah,
wow.
Shocker.
So the question is, what's going to happen after this election? Is Putin going to do what he's suggesting that he will do? And that is to say, treat these like an extension of Russia, that it's actually Russian territory, and then that makes this a full-on, full-blown war now, to where he could then bring even more weapons to bear or more troops to bear, potentially nuclear level. I mean, so this weekend could have a fairly big effect on what transpires.
I honestly don't have much place to speak about this, like what will happen, because
well, who knows?
I didn't even think the our initial invasion was going to happen.
Me neither.
I thought that was all, you know, hyped up.
Yeah, I thought it was bluster.
Yeah, so, like, I don't want to make any assumptions about what he will do or won't do. I have no idea.
But it's a lot of, you know, a lot of tough talk going around out there. And, of course, you know, NATO's talking tough, too. And Putin knows what this is. I mean, he calls out the interesting part of the speech was he calls out a lot of the history of U.S. foreign policy, invading Iraq, and, you know,
he's
all
very well read.
Syria, absolutely. Yeah. So, like, he's not wrong about a lot of the things that he says when it comes to the global conflicts. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open, and you can join us here. All you gotta do is go dial in at 603-283-6160, whether you want to talk about the situation in Ukraine, which could be escalating as soon as next week. To what? Well, that's up for speculation. And if you want to comment, you can join us, 603-283-6160. Speaking of military matters, if you worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you are probably entitled to compensation. They had contaminants in the drinking water there for decades that may have led to those diseases, and there might be some deadlines involved here, so you should call this number that I'm going to give you here in a moment. Call it sooner rather than later to see if you or a loved one are eligible for payments. 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, the money is already set aside. 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. As we continue here, to come back from the international scene back home here in the U.S., it was yesterday. I wasn't on the show yesterday. I don't think they covered this, but the Federal Reserve has once again come back with another raise in the interest rates.
No, they're not done.
Oh, no. No, they even said they're not done.
I know.
They've come right out and said they plan to continue to likely raise interest rates to, quote-unquote, fight inflation.
Clowns.
What is it at right now?
I think it's over 4.
I thought it was like 6.5.
Oh, I mean, what's the interest rate at right now?
So there's their rate, and then there's the rates that consumers get charged for things like home loans, right? Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve raises their rate, and then rates for other things go even higher. And so that's my understanding. By no means am I like a financial wizard or whatever, but they've done 0.75. Point, they call them basis points, so 75 basis points is 0.75, just under 1%. They've done that 3 consecutive meetings in a row.
And so then we're over 2 now.
So it's more than 2, but I think it's higher than that because I think it was already at like 0.5 or something when they did the first 0.75. So
I had Peter Schiff on in February, and he thought there was no way they'd go over 1.75.
Peter Schiff obviously is always wrong.
Hey, he's been right about 3 of the last 36 or 36 of the last 3 recessions, you know.
So, I don't know exactly what the current rate is, but it is, I think it's over 4%. And
3.25%.
3.25%. And so this is, by the way, unprecedented levels of raising this for I don't know, the last couple decades or
it's
something like that.
It's not nearly high enough. It's not nearly. And they're going
higher.
One time they were talking about going, do you remember a few years ago they were talking about doing negative interest rates?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go into, they're basically going to
pay people to take
money.
Loans out. Yeah. Well, that's not happening.
It's fiscally responsible right there.
Right.
Not now.
If anybody, you know, we just did a Bitcoin.com ad, a couple segments ago. People got to get away from government money. The only thing, I've got people asking me on Facebook, like, what's the way out of this? So, you know, we got to vote harder. You're not going to vote harder.
No.
There's nothing that's going to do. You're not going to be able to vote your way out of this. At no point in history has anybody ever successfully voted their way out of this situation. And this situation has existed before throughout history several times.
Yeah, there's no way that, you know, even though people like Jeremy Kaufman are running for Senate, there's not enough people to vote for people like that.
Right.
There's not enough libertarians in one place even to elect somebody like that. It sure as hell isn't going to happen on a nationwide basis.
Nope.
And, you know, I like the libertarians and all, but the National Libertarian Party is never going to have national level success.
That's assuming that the voting process is secure.
Right.
At all.
Right. And there's
we're just assuming that they're not just totally completely corrupt and, you know, dog and pony show for the, you know, for the natives.
We know there's voting machines out there that are completely manipulable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And owned
some
by
of them
people.
Come with votes already installed on them,
yeah.
You know. So, you know, that said, at no point, we have to discover what keeps people in chains. How do governments keep people in chains? Well, first and foremost, it's economic. And here, right in our faces, we had the Federal Reserve doing what the Federal Reserve has always done. And how are they doing? Why is the Federal Reserve so important? Well, they issue our money, the only money we're allowed to use. And I've got news for you. Go to Bitcoin.com. Look at those videos. I'm not doing this as a secondary ad to the one we already did. I'm serious. You can learn about Bitcoin, at least learn about cryptocurrency there. I'm not saying that Bitcoin's good or Bitcoin Cash is good. What I am saying is cryptocurrency is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, I am Monero Matt. hat, and I'm always pumping Monero.
You need to get some Monero sweatshirts.
I know. I have a hoodie.
I was going to say, you
it says come and trace it, and it's got the Gonzalez
right on it. Normally, you've got a Monero shirt on every time.
I normally, or socks or something. You know, I have a bunch of Monero clothes. But Monero is so important because Monero is a privacy coin. When you send Monero, it basically destroys itself on the way out of its wallet, and brand new Monero is minted on the other end. So there's no footsteps to trace.
They can't trace it.
Right.
And
they don't like cryptocurrency itself at all. They're having a hard time with regular cryptocurrency. Anarchists who truly believe in privacy and freedom have pushed it an extra step and said, well, let's get way out ahead of their curve and we'll make Monero, which is a privacy coin. And
all privacy technology. They hate it all.
Oh, yeah, they hate it.
That's why they outlawed Tornado Cash. They literally announced a few weeks ago, for the first time ever, that a program is now sanctioned. So
that's unconstitutional because that's free speech. Code is language.
But they're going to get away with it for a little while.
The trick is if they get away with it for long enough where it becomes culturalized in people's minds that that's not okay, then people will be like,
only criminals want privacy.
Yeah, and what drives me up the wall is hearing people say, you see people on like Facebook, threads all the time, they're going to ban Bitcoin. You don't really get how Bitcoin works.
It's true.
You think of a virus out in the wild, except this is a nice, happy, friendly virus that you want, and you want as much of it as you can get.
No mask required.
No mask required.
Well, in this case, the virus will only kill the big banks and the central banks.
And they truly hate it. We saw it in this building firsthand at 6 o'clock on a March, cold March morning. They are genuinely afraid.
They don't get it.
Those people who were in here with those guns and all those questions, I could see in their faces, they didn't really know why they were asking the questions they were asking, but they knew it was important to their bosses on a very high level, and they were making sure to ask those questions in very specific and rehearsed ways when they were asking it. So, and they asked me specifically about, I'm Monero Matt, so they were asking me about Monero, and they said, why do you like Monero so much? And I said, because it keeps the business of people like me out from under the noses of people like you. And they didn't like that answer.
No.
You shouldn't speak to the cops, but, you did it anyway, and you had fun with it. So.
No crime.
Indeed. Not yet, at least. No. Not a crime to use Monero yet.
Correct.
They will try their damnedest. And if they get away with outlawing Tornado Cash, then the big concern is they will target Monero next.
Or I will go for it. That's not going to stop me from using it. I'm never going to send 1099. They got this thing where they want you to report $600. You make a $600 sale, they want you to report that now, if you want to have to send a 1099 to the kid that rakes your leaves, then go ahead and keep using government money.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly what you're going to be required to do. Every penny you spend is going to be tracked, and you are going to be responsible for filling out every government form associated with that tracking.
And they don't even have the central bank digital currency out yet.
And they will.
They're working on it, though.
They're working on it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. So, again, Federal Reserve raised interest rates yet again, third time in a row this week. But what does that mean? Well, it means the price of a mortgage is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that, the housing market as well, coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden was briefed on FEMA's response to Hurricane Fiona's aftermath in Puerto Rico on Thursday. The president announces an executive action he took to further help with the recovery.
At the governor's request, I immediately approved an expedited major disaster declaration to provide individual and public assistance to help people and communities recover from, and this declaration is going to, we'll get federal resources there quickly, and it's going to help people start rebuilding their lives.
FedEx is hiking its package rates after announcing its first quarter earnings fell short. The shipping company is raising its express, ground, and home delivery rates by an average of close to 7%. Its CEO citing a tough economy and says he expects to enter a worldwide recession. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Reed in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We have archives there. You can download those. We also have our podcast feed. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can find the link to our main podcast there, as well as some of the platforms, so iHeartMedia, Spotify, those types of things. So if you're already on those platforms and you just want to link to us there, you can do that. Those links are there to make it easy. But if you have a podcast catcher or client that you like to use and you want to get our direct RSS feed, you can link to that over at feeds.freetalklive.com and get subscribed there. And apologies to anybody that's had any issues in the last 24 hours with the Free Talk Live podcast. We made a change last night. We made a minor change. Well, I guess kind of a major change in the back end of things. We've been testing out a podcast system, a podcast host, basically, for the last few months. So I flipped it to that host back in June, decided we didn't want to stay with them last night, so I flipped it back to SoundCloud. Apparently, some people woke up this morning and found that 3 months of podcasts started, or 3 months of episodes had been downloaded or whatever, or were still downloading. So apparently there's some issues with that, so apologies for any inconvenience that may have caused you, but everything should be back to normal, and you shouldn't have to resubscribe to our feed because nothing something has changed for the user. Anyway, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. If you do need to delete and resubscribe, just grab the link from there. It's feeds.freetalklive.com. As we get a little bit deeper into the economic situation here in the United States, you know, we're fortunate so far in that the U.S. isn't as reliant on Russian gas and Russian oil, so we're not seeing the same kinds of insane price increases as the people in Europe are seeing. Although they are going up, at least here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for everywhere else, but the electricity supply rates here have doubled in just the last month or so. So, I mean, who knows when it's going to go up.
Well, hey, gas was $6 a gallon. Now it's only $4. You know, that's going
only
down.
Yeah, and I've heard Biden is out there pimping the gas price reduction and how much it's helping families after he raised it, however many, 200% or whatever mm-hmm. it was. You know, something else that's going to be going up right now are mortgage rates, and that's, of course, as a result of the Federal Reserve raising their interest rates over and over again. We've seen the mortgage rates going up, and, of course, what that means is that home buyers are going to be less interested in buying right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a feeding frenzy just a 1 year ago. Somebody would put a house on the market here in New Hampshire, and they would have a bidding war. So they'd put whatever their asking price was, and then within hours, days of the price being put on online or whatever, they had the house sold.
Yeah.
They had a buyer under contract. Many of the contracts were like being accelerated where they would move up the closing dates and, you know, waive like an inspection or what. There was crazy stuff going on just because people wanted to get their hands on these properties. Prices were shooting up as a result of all of the competition for a very small amount of houses that were on the market. And now, apparently, according to the New York Post, the 30-year home mortgage rate is now up to 6.29% from what it was last week at 6.02%. This is the highest it has been since August of 2007. And, of course, that is when?
Right before the crash.
Yeah. And, Matt, you mentioned that you've been looking at houses around the area recently, and this is kind of a turnoff to you, right? Oh, yeah, I did this again to you. I'm sorry.
What are you doing to my mic?
It's hard to find good help. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's tough to buy a house. I mean, it's tough to stomach the idea of those interest rates. It's tough to stomach the idea of just the – I mean, the houses in New Hampshire aren't especially cheap to begin with.
Not now.
Not now.
Compared to California, they're still probably a steal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, you know, dirt cheap compared to California. But, you know, for what I'm making, you know, I want to make sure that I'm stretching my dollar as much as possible. I want to make sure I get the right house. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to get caught with my pants down and not be able to afford repairs that pop up or whatever. You know
sure.
what I mean? So, you know, there's just so much to think about when you're buying a house anyway. Now you're walking into it looking at 6.5% interest rate fixed.
Is that fixed?
I think so.
So, obviously, there's some mortgages that will adjust. So,
yeah,
there's
I would
that.
Never. That's I would want to go anywhere risky. Near an adjustable yeah. right now. No way.
And of course, this is kind of like an awkward phase, right? So, you've got this situation where there was this ravenous demand that was going on. And I don't know what it's like here in New Hampshire, but I did see some numbers from Zillow recently that seemed to suggest that at least the price increases were slowing. Because I've been
leveling
watching,
off a little
yeah,
bit.
I've been watching these. You know, I'm not in the market to buy or whatever, so I'm not looking closely, but every now and then Zillow, which is a home sales website, sends me an email telling me what the prices are now versus what they were a year ago. So how much up are they on average in just the Keene market, the Keene mm-hmm. area? And it had been several months ago, it had been like 10% from the previous year. The last one that came out was only 2% and change. So it definitely seems like the increases are slowing here in New Hampshire. Some areas of the country, they're going down. Some areas you're seeing prices dropping. There was a whole article at Drudge Report today. Wall Street Journal has it. Luxury home sales are taking a nosedive. Now, you know, people say, well, okay, who cares about what happens to the luxury home sales? But it's probably an early indicator, mm-hmm. right? If people aren't willing to, people who were willing to spend $4 million on a house aren't willing to do that now, You're going to probably see things like that happening in the other markets.
And I could see the housing situation crash again.
That's what I was going to say. It might be best if you did hold off on making it buy.
And that's kind of what's driving my brain. I mean, I'm not new to the world. I'm not a young man anymore. But
and the same things keep happening over and over again. So it's not unbelievable.
What I'm worried about is that now, when the crash does happen, the interest rates might have to stay up just because they've spent so long inflating the currency. They can't mm-hmm. they can't mess around with the currency anymore. They can't mess around with interest rates anymore to drive the, you know, to drive the economy and the housing market and stuff. Because
it would just be perhaps just the housing market crashing. Not everything else is going to go down in price, right? Like you're still going to be paying through the nose for groceries or whatever in energy. Yeah. So
the inflation's so bad. I mean, all the hijinks they were pulling when COVID-19 was going on. I think that COVID-19, I got half a mind to think that was just a cover for all this bad economy that had been building up for the last 100 years. It all started to finally fall apart, and they didn't have any tape or glue left to stick it back together. So they finally said, oh, new disease.
Need a scapegoat. Yeah,
it was a big scapegoat and made everybody, you know, hunker down. And
well, whether or not that was intentional, they certainly used it for that.
Good timing. Yeah. It was good timing for that. Yeah.
The rapidly rising mortgage rates, according to the Post, threatened to sideline even more home buyers. And last year, prospective home buyers were looking at rates well below 3%. So the rates have more than doubled from 1 year ago.
That's ugly.
That's going to take a lot of people out of the home buying market, and there's just no way it can't result. I mean, how could it not result in lower prices to come, right? Because if you don't have enough buyers out there, people are going to have to start lowering prices again. Yeah. It'll become more of a seller's market.
Yeah, I've had a house offered to me by friends at a very good deal, and I love the place, love them, and I still just grind my teeth just thinking about it. You know, it's like, yeah, that's a good idea, but
if
I don't
they
know
put it on the market 6 months before, it'd have been sold.
Oh yeah, it would have been sold.
On Wednesday, the Fed bumped its benchmark borrowing rate by another 0.75 point in an effort to constrain the economy. And I saw this one headline. I think it was actually NPR, and I wish I had it in front of me. It was just so ridiculous when it came to this whole idea that the Fed is fighting inflation. They made it sound like inflation was this untamable beast or this thing that was completely separate from humans out there, that they were this force of nature.
It's like fighting a virus.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
We know exactly what causes it, and we know exactly it's not rocket science. It's very simple. We know how it works.
I don't think these people in the media do. I think they just believe what they were taught in school.
I think the banks and the power players,
they know.
They bank on the idea that regular people don't understand how it works, or they'd be hanging in the street by tomorrow.
Have you seen what's happening in Lebanon with people like going in and holding up their own banks to get their own money out? Yeah, they closed the banks now because it's happening so often. There's more coming up here in a moment. You can join us, 603-283-61.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening October 21st through the 23rd. That is 1 month from today. So it's coming up fast. You should be making your plans now. You should be getting your tickets if you want to attend this thing. They're going to be talking about parallel structures for progress. These are autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives, educate their children how they want, and invest in their future. You can go to lifetimeliberty.com and use code FTL20 to save 20% on the discounted tickets, because it's still the early bird discount, which expires October 3rd. So you've got just maybe a little bit more than a week before the early bird discount is done here. So go and get signed up for your tickets. If you can go to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, you can see Mark speaking. And I'm sure a bunch of other great speakers as well. You can learn more over at lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20, October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. And I found the headline that I was talking about here, guys, with NPR, just the headline from their coverage of the Fed ordering the interest rate increase. Here's what it says. Fed orders another supersized interest rate hike as it battles stubborn inflation. Again, like inflation is this creature that, oh, we just can't get it to go away. We need to just raise interest rates until it finally...
It is a creature, though. It is a creature. It's the creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah,
that was coming, right? Just for the listeners out there, if you've never heard of the creature from Jekyll Island, you really want to Google that. It's a great book that was written by G. Edward Griffin about the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States of America. And it was founded, the Federal Reserve was thought up on an island off the coast of North Carolina called Jekyll Island. Mm-hmm. They all got together and decided what they were going to do. And since then, we've had nothing but a declining value of a dollar. I think the dollar's lost like 99.9% of its value.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, a dollar used to be worth a dollar.
Just a huge con job, basically, is what it is.
It's an absolute con job. It is a scam, and you shouldn't use American dollars, and you should get away from all government money, because now with cryptocurrency, you can. It's not something that's ever been available to people in the past, but now cryptocurrency...
It's a way out.
It's a good way out.
So inflation has kind of been redefined as prices rising.
That's what they teach in government school.
Yeah, where it literally just means expansion of the money supply,
correct,
at least originally. So
it still is what it
still
means.
Is, yeah.
It's just, like you say, they've redefined it. The mainstream media only talks about it as though it's increasing prices. Government education, indoctrination classes, that's what they teach you in so-called economics class, and it's BS.
So when you hear the statement, we don't know where this inflation came from, it's even more comical if you know what it actually means.
Right.
Like, where did this expansion of the money supply come from?
It could have
been from us printing it off.
Right.
You know?
The central banks of the world. So it's not just happening in the U.S. It's the central bank in Europe. It's the central bank in the U.K. It's, anybody that's printing like crazy is going to be seeing inflation. In fact, some countries it's worse than others. I believe Argentina right now is seeing it pretty hot and heavy. Was it Turkey, I think, has some pretty serious inflation issues.
It's Turkey A, right?
Haven't they
renamed themselves?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. This was a couple months ago. They were sick of being referred to as the awkward bird that can sort of fly and, is really ugly or whatever. So they changed their name to Turkey A, I believe.
Stop. Like Turkeya?
I don't know. You can look it up.
Okay, it's like Joe Dirt. He spelled his name Joe Dirt A.
In related news here, we're talking about the mortgage industry, where now we're seeing over 6.29% 30-year rates. That's more than double what they were just 1 year ago. The National Association of Realtors said Wednesday existing home sales fell 0.4% last month from July to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.8 million. Sales fell 19.9%, this is a big takeaway, from August of last year and are now at the slowest pace annual since May 2020, which was early in the pandemic. So think about that for a moment. Like, it's been crazy gangbusters since, roughly 2021 for home sales, as people have been leaving places like California or New York, migrating to more friendly places politically. There's been a huge press on home sales, but now home sales are as slow as they were in May of 2020, when barely anyone was going outside of their home at all to do anything. There's certainly, if a real estate agent was trying to show homes in May of 2020, they probably had zero takers at that time. There was probably no one looking at homes at that time. So, maybe it's not quite that bad, but that's what they're saying as far as the numbers are concerned. Sales are down almost 20% from a year ago this August. And so if sales are down like that, prices are going to have to follow, don't you think? I mean, even though inflation is a real thing and they're pumping money into the economy, it still seems like this could crash. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I can't make predictions, but I think you're good waiting on this house, Matt.
I do, too. I hate saying that. I really want to get a house or, some property or something.
In the 4 weeks ended September 11th, home listings fell 19% from 1 year earlier, according to a real estate brokerage. And, I don't know. That's pretty much the takeaway. I could go on, but that pretty much gives you what you need to know. They're down.
Who could have seen this coming?
Ron Paul and anybody with the Austrian economics.
You mean those quacks who don't know anything about economics? They don't even have graphs.
We're kind of in an elite group, though, because, several months ago when inflation really started taking off, all the headlines were like, nobody saw this coming.
Yep.
Even experts couldn't see it. And I could pull clips up from my YouTube channel from 2020, like, wow, look at me. I'm better than the experts.
Right. Look what they're doing. Oh, look, they just printed $2 trillion. I wonder what the result of that's going to be.
They know what they're reporting are lies.
I don't think they do.
They gotta know.
Do you think it's a sliding scale? Some of them do, some of them don't.
Maybe.
There's like stupid and evil kind of mixed together. I feel like that with all branches of government and forms of government.
Well, I think it's true. I think when you're talking about like the Federal Reserve, they know. The Treasury people, they know. I mean, these are people who money's their business. They certainly know, probably know the history of it, and they certainly know what they're doing to it. But the average reporter at NPR, I don't think they know.
These what about the ones who, like, reported on all the stuff that was happening leading up to the 2008 crash, and now they're seeing it all
seeing
again? They really weren't like, well, this is kind of suspect, you know?
I wonder. It would be interesting to look at their reporting then and now and see, you know, how many of them even still have jobs in mainstream media now because, of course, a lot of people who were working for the mainstream back then are no longer. I mean, you take, for instance, like Glenn Greenwald, who broke the news about Edward Snowden in 2013. He was working for The Guardian at that time, but now he's on his own. He's an independent. John Stossel is no longer with ABC News or Fox. He's doing his own thing.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he's been making videos for himself and Reason.com.
Yeah, I was going to say it's with Reason.
With Reason?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's cool.
So, like, I think there's a lot of people who are sort of broken off, whether they intended to or not, or it's because they got fired or whatever. But a lot of people in the media today, they're young. Like,
it's true.
Remember Ben Swan?
Yeah,
he's got his own gig going, too.
He does. Yeah. Yep. And he used to work for a TV station.
Yeah, yeah. Sovereign, right? Is the new platform he's putting together.
I didn't know it was actually get onable. Like you have your video content there?
I got some video content. Mostly just use it kind of like Facebook to post articles that I've written.
It's like a social media thing?
Yeah, I mean, like all the investigative journalism like during the Ron Paul campaign. Correct. Things weren't adding up. He was like one regular, like third market, you know, he was out of Cincinnati. Or
his interview with Barack Obama, have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's incredible. So he interviewed Mitt Romney first, and he grilled him really hard. Hmm. And so these people who saw him were just binary brains. They're like, oh, he hates Mitt Romney. Let's have him talk to Obama. It'll be nice. And
he tore Obama.
Oh, man. He asked him about the drone strike kill list and about...
Wow. So this was before 2012's election?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an incredible interview. Go check it out.
Yeah, he's a talented guy. We've had him on a few times from various different events that we've all been at together. Anyway, if you want to join the show here, it's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. So, yeah, there have been some people that know what's going on. But I think you know, if you think about the kind of people who get into journalism, they're people that went to college. They're people that have a degree, and that means they went to the same stupid, you know, government indoctrination
classes. And they also have college student loans to pay back.
Right. And
they need a job, and they got to say what they're told to say.
Right. And that's the other thing is, like, even if they have independent ideas, they know they got to make the boss happy. And they
also, when Megyn Kelly said, you know, we got everything we need. We have everything we need to hang Hillary Clinton. Why isn't she under arrest? You know, that's like off the air.
Oh, really?
Like, there's like, you know, hot mic stuff of her saying this. And she was like flustered. Why isn't this happening? She didn't really get it.
How could you not?
She's still alive, too. That's impressive.
Megyn Kelly?
Yeah.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. You know, you mentioned cryptocurrency earlier, Matt. The SEC is now claiming that all of Ethereum is under its jurisdiction.
Oh, really?
Coming up, it's Free Talk Live, Hour 3.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.